be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and truth, holiness.
Now what am I supposed to do with these? We're not done yet. We're just now getting started. But if Paul's addressing the faithful in Christ, he told them in the third chapter they could be strengthened with might in the inner man. What do we need strength for in this world? We're already saved. We're already faithful. We're already children of God. What do we need strength for? What do we need to put off the old man for?
Worldly, deceitful lusts. Lusts of the world.
Sort of like what I was talking about when we got started at the service, the things that people get off into. I'm not just talking about drugs or alcohol. I mentioned fornication and adultery tonight. Or drinking, or carousing, whatever people do. That he said to put it off. And he also said to be, now he mentioned the word being renewed. So he said that a Christian was sealed when they believed. He said they were forgiven when they were redeemed. He said they were fitly joined together. Jesus was the head of the body. We had our habitation of God the Spirit. It says we could be strengthened with the power of His might in chapter 3. But in chapter 4 it says to put off the old man and his deeds and put on the new man, which is renewed. And then put on true righteousness and holiness.
And sometimes they don't know what it is.
lets you know how much you really know. When you can't figure things out. But when the power of the Holy Ghost, hear me now, when the power of the Holy Ghost comes upon you and fills you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you'll know. And your life will be right in line with the Word of God. Not because you read it, because the Spirit took you right down the path. You get that? Not because you read it, not because you quoted it, not because you heard it, but because the Spirit of God got a hold of your heart, filled you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and He showed you the way. Oh, you need to tell me.
I love Mr. Baker shows up. I'll tell you what, you're such a blessing. You and your father are coming down here. And Lynn, you do. Mr. Sager, oh, a beautiful crowd. I love y'all, and I love the richness of the Word of God. I know this much. If it gets down into your heart and in your life and takes you over, you're a blessed human being on this earth. You're a happy human being on this earth. You're contented on this earth. And you're satisfied. You're not looking for something else. And you're not falling short. You're not void of what is it that I really need. God's showing you what you need every day of your life. The Bible says what you need every day of your life. But when you walk in, you got it! And you know what he said? Hold on. Get a hold of him. He's talking to those who are faithful.
So what? So what if a guy goes out and gets a relapse? God's going to forgive him? Well, the Bible talks about giving you strength in your inner man.
Right.
It's not telling you that you're always going to go out there and fall back in. The Bible talks about he's going to drag you out.
I don't know where it's at. Maybe you can help me. But the verse that says in reference that Jesus only died for your sins once. So, and it seems, when I've read it, it seems like it's in reference to, don't think you can keep going back over and over and over again and being forgiven over and over again.
You can be forgiven over and over again.
But
here's the problem with that. Where's the strength in your inner man?
No victory.
Where is putting off the old man and being renewed? Where is being filled with the Holy Spirit? It's not there. There's a lack there. And that's what Paul. You want to tell me?
I just you're thinking maybe it's like a faith rate. Like a new credit.
Like, hey, it only takes a little bit of faith.
I know much of it.
And it just,
but I mean, first of all, it's the stay strong in the Lord and doesn't deviate, stays on the path. Yeah, I mean, that's a stronger faith.
That's not a stronger faith. That's accepting the work of the Spirit in your life to get you through. Not depending on yourself anymore. Depending on Him. And by the way, that is renewal. Renewal is when you get strengthened in your inner man. Renewal is when you get filled with the Holy Ghost. Renewal is when you put off the old man and put on the new man, which is created after true righteousness and holiness. Read that verse 22, 23 to 24 again. Close. Notice it says a created being. Something's created.
That ye put off the concerning the former
conversation of
the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in.
Hold it! The new man is created by God. Catch it now. See that word created? God creates something in your heart. And you know what that creation? It says true righteousness and holiness.
Yeah.
See that word true?
Oh, Chuck, I'm coming your way.
What does it mean to be true? Everybody gets a turn with this. If God created you, a saint, to be true, what does it mean by that?
Straight and narrow, true, just like a true line, just drawn tight from point A to point B.
Rigid.
And
powerful.
And it's a path, it's not a four-lane highway that's wide, the path is narrow.
Means being faithful.
To be true to God. When you're tried, your faith is tried. Somebody read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. I memorized this one, I forgot since I memorized it.
This one about being more than an overcomer?
Nope.
Okay. Who's got it?
Who's got it?
10 what?
10 13.
There is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are.
That which you are able.
Oh, that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
So what did the verse say?
If there's no temptation,
it's common to man. It's
common to man that God can't take you through to overcome through him.
Read it, Bob.
There is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. That means you ain't going through anything that every man doesn't go through. But God is faithful, whom will not suffer you to be tempted.
Oh, that word suffer there means allow. God will not allow you. Read it.
Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able.
Above that which you are able.
To overcome.
Read on.
But will with the temptation also make a way to escape.
Hold it now. I love this. Isn't that beautiful? With the temptation, he'll give the child of God a way to escape. Now how does that tie in with what we were talking about here tonight? That was strength in the inner man.
Yeah.
By the Spirit. God, who is faithful, it says, doesn't it?
Yes.
Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but with the temptation will also give you a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. It says that God... Does it?
Yes, it does.
So it also says to me that, like what Bob was saying earlier, I mean, the same person goes out and does the same sin all the time. And this scripture says that if we're filled with the Holy Spirit and we can live above sin. That's what it says.
It says that God will give you strength to overcome sin, but with the temptation will also give you a way to escape, that you won't have to bear it. In other words, he takes care of you, buddy.
The verse where the dog returns to its vomit and the pig wallers in the mire, I think the verse I was trying to find is right before that, right before we get into that one. But I don't remember where that one's at.
Well, that's a man that doesn't have strength in his inner man. That's a man that's not fully satisfied.
That's what the Bible compares the sinner to.
That's what
it means.
Well, it also compares a saint to that too. Because if a saint's not filled with the Holy Ghost, if a saint's not controlled by the Spirit of God, if a saint's not strengthened in the inner man, they'll be turning their Bible too. It all weaves in and out. They'll jump in and out just like one swimmer. They'll jump in and out of sin just like taking the coat off and putting it back on. They'll lose faith and they can regain it.
Everything you preach.
Yes, sir. Hold it out. Don't think a man can't lose faith.
Oh, absolutely.
And don't think a man can't get it back. But when you get outside, when you lose faith, you also lost God's direction in your life. I'm arguing with people about this now. But you know what? You put a bridle on a horse. Why? Why do you put a rider on a horse?
To lead him.
Why do you put a rudder on the back of a ship?
There.
And why does a man need to get filled with the Holy Ghost?
We can have full control over you.
Come on! Let me tell you something right now. God can steer your life. And when you fall into it, hold it. Turn to James chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4, and read. Oh, this is a beautiful study tonight. This is one of the beautiful ones coming out. It's like a flower.
See, James 1 and what?
1, 2, 3, 4. Read it.
James, a servant of God, and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brothers, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations.
Hold it! Count it all joy when you fall into different kinds of temptations. What is James saying there? You mean to tell me that James is saying you can still be happy when you fall into temptation? Is that what he's saying?
Yes, because it gives you an opportunity to prove yourself.
Is that what he's saying?
The Spirit from within.
Count it all joy when you fall into temptation. Now think about that a minute. Is that something you mean to tell me? Who's going to be happy when they fall into temptation if they're yielding to it?
Well, that's the question. Are they yielding to it or not yielding to it?
Read verse 5. Read it.
Did we read the other ones first? Or
we can read the other ones first, sure. We can take a long road and we'll just throw them out of line.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
You notice that word perfect there? We'll talk about that when you get down through here.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that he giveth all men liberally, and unabrideth not, that it shall be given him. And
read,
it shall be given him.
Read the next verse. Close now. Read it real close.
But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering.
Hold it now. Nothing wavering. Read on.
For he that wavereth is like a wave on the sea.
Hold it now. He that wavereth is like a wave on the sea. Up and back. return to your mind. The wave to and fro. Wavering faith. Who is the one that wavers?
Those who ain't seen.
It's not the sinner.
The one man.
Oh, you brought up the double-minded man. What did you bring that up out of? Well, if you read a couple of verses down, he talks about the double-minded man. But you know, he also goes ahead and talks more about that horse and the bridle. And he also goes on to talk about that rudder on the ship. But the preacher here tonight is also going to talk about the Holy Ghost that takes control of your ship. The Holy Ghost that puts the bridle in your mouth. The Holy Ghost that keeps you from falling into diverse temptation. The Holy Ghost that makes you happy because you overcame. James had a revelation. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
We've covered a lot here in a half hour, 45 minutes, like we always do. But the Word of God is powerful, but the Spirit's witness in your heart is powerful too. Your walk is not to be like the wave of the sea. Your walk is to be like the walk of a horse with a bridle in his mouth. Your walk is to be like the ship that's steered by a little tiny rudder. Your walk is to be guided and directed by the indwelling Spirit. Your walk is not to be governed by sinful conduct. Your walk is to be governed by true righteousness and holiness. According to the Bible. According to what God said. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm just... When I think back where I used to be, you may think back, remember, where you used to be. But let me tell you right now, He can keep you in a place. Let me illustrate something here before I close out. When He took them through the Red Sea and put them over into the Promised Land, they didn't have to complain. They didn't have to grumble. They didn't have to go back into the old life. They had it made. But they went back. But in this church, the body of Christ, when He takes you out of the dark world that you lived in and delivers you from the sin and darkness that you used to walk in, He gives you a greater blessing than the children of Israel ever had. And it's called the power of a resurrected Christ that gives you the strength in the inner man to be the man and the woman that God wants you to be. I'm talking about a strength of an exalted Lord right now in 2011. Not only that died 2,000 years ago, but who's alive right now in Williamsburg, Ohio, shining down into this church tonight and shining down in your heart when you leave this church and making you and giving you what you need to be strengthened in your inner man. He will also give, when you get around that temptation, you know what the Word says.